Namaste, my dears. Hello, and welcome to episode 61 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, your host, Kelly. Today we have a 1 hour all levels class for you. It is really sweet and playful, focusing on just setting up your intentions for the week, and I do hope you enjoy this practice. As always, I thank you so much for listening and do invite you to get in touch. You can contact me by email, phone, Twitter, comment, iTunes, etc., etc. Please check out sunroseyoga.com for all of the details. And with that, I will leave you with this practice and wish you all good things always. Namaste.
So one of the reasons I love our Sunday afternoons together is it sort of allows us to set the tone for the week. And I think that with our yoga practice in general, we have this opportunity to decide what kind of a week we're going to have or what kind of a day we're going to have. And, in there too, where you do have one of those days where it seems like everything comes up. You leave the house running late and there's no gas in the tank, and you spill coffee like right on your belly or somewhere else. And all of that. And at the end of the day, you might find yourself saying, oh, I just had one of those days, or I'm having a horrible day. And one thing that I've sort of been playing with is on Sundays, just deciding what kind of a week I'm going to have or what kind of a day I'm going to have. Because we all know that those things are going to come up no matter what. And we can decide whether we're going to work through them with that same peaceful mind or whether we're going to let them bother us. And so today in this practice, allow yourself to use this time to set the tone for your week. Or whether you want to have a calm week, or a joy-infused week, or a week filled with fortitude, let each breath be a reminder of what sort of week you want and need. So with that, let's come to a beautiful seat. Your heart can lift and your collarbones can spread, or your shoulder blades can draw down the back, and the eyelids become heavy and close if that feels right for you. And take this time to allow your thoughts to travel to your vision for your week. There's one quality or characteristic you'd like to bring with you in all of your interactions, through all of the ups and downs. What would that vision, that sankalpa, or intention be? Bring our hands to the heart center, to Anjali Mudra, the gesture of offering. And as you breathe in, breathe that quality, that vision of your week into your body. And as you breathe out, bow to your heart, knowing that it is so. Softly release the hands. Slowly lift the face and the focus. And take your time to come to all fours. Hands and knees. Chakra Bakasana, table pose. Bringing your index fingers so they're parallel with each other, and your wrists are just right beneath your elbows and your shoulders. You just begin to move your body in whatever way feels right. Maybe shift your hips back. You draw circles around your knees with your hips. Maybe let your shoulders drop as your chest drops toward the earth. See if you can move your spine in every direction. Notice what part of your body needs support. Part of your body, use your intention in this moment. And we'll slowly come back to a nice neutral spine. And as you breathe in, press your palms into the earth. Let the crown of your head become heavy as you round your back. And as you breathe out, let your belly drop toward the earth as your tailbone and nose point up. And again, we'll inhale, round the back. And exhale, arch your back. We'll inhale, slowly come back to a neutral spine. And as you exhale, curl your toes and lift your hips high to the sky to downward facing dog as they press back in space as well. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Take your time. Move your body in whatever way feels natural here. Bend one knee at a time, pressing into the opposite heel. Allow the heads of your shoulders to move away from your earlobes. Just feel a little bit of release from that upper part of the body. And the thigh bones begin to press back toward the back wall. And from here, step your feet one at a time a bit wider, maybe wider than your mat even. Just begin to create some space through the very lowest part of your back. Feel yourself lengthen from the top of the small of your back all the way out through your tailbone. As your thigh bones press even more toward the wall behind you. Good, now from here, if it feels right, begin to walk your hands toward your feet. Falling slowly. Coming to a place where your upper body is simply hanging from your hips, where the crown of your head becomes heavy, where your spine lengthens toward the earth. We're still creating some space between our shoulders and the ears. And now if it feels right, grasp opposite elbows with the hands. And begin to sway the upper body from side to side. Let the back of your neck release. You will release the hands slowly. And from here, let's walk our feet closer together so that they wind up about hip width, or even closer if that feels right. And just place your palms on the earth or on a block, or place the tips of your fingers on the floor. And from here, as you breathe in, we'll sweep our right leg toward the sky. Let the crown of the head be heavy. Just shine out through the ball of your foot. Remembering to breathe. And as you exhale, release
that right foot to earth. Give the hips a shift from left to right. And as it feels right, as you breathe in, sweep your left leg skyward, keeping the hips square to the floor. Finding the strength, finding the power in that left leg. Excuse me. And at the same time, excuse me, softening your ribs, your shoulders, and your back. Exhale, release that foot back down to the floor. And now from here, just with soft knees, as you breathe in, slowly roll up to standing. Feel the feet connect with the earth. We'll roll the shoulders up, back, and down, softening and lengthening. Beautiful. Take your time to come to the top of your mat. And bring the hands to your heart center. We'll inhale and circle, sweep the arms around and up, lift through the heart, gaze at the thumbs. We'll exhale and dive forward. Strong legs. As you inhale, come up halfway with your upper body, bringing your hands either to your shins or keeping them on the floor. And exhale, fold forward. Now as you breathe in, step your right foot back, one leg's length. Lower your heel down to earth and we'll rise up to Virabhadrasana 2. Arms are extended out in T. The left knee is bent, the right leg is straight and strong. Now begin to explore this posture from the ground up. Notice how and where your feet connect to the earth. Notice the strength in that right leg. Consider scooping the tailbone under. So flatten out the low back just a bit. Draw our pelvis toward our belly. Feel the spine lengthen. Get a little bit of buoyancy from underneath the arms and some softness from above. So we shine out through the fingertips. Now as you breathe in, bend your left elbow and drop the forearm to the top of the left thigh. As you breathe out, sweep the right arm in front of the body and up overhead as though you were reaching for an apple up overhead. Shining out through those spaces between your fingers. Connecting with the strength in the right side of the body. So here you might consider scooping your tailbone under and spinning your heart. Beautiful to face the sky. If you're interested in exploring your core a little deeper, you may wish to extend your left arm so that it's parallel to your right. It's running right alongside of it. That'll really bring you into your belly. Beautiful. Now as you breathe in, root down into the four corners of your feet and rise all the way up to standing, straightening your left leg as you do. And then with straight legs, as you exhale, begin to slide your upper body all the way toward the front of the room as you shift your hips toward the back of the room, releasing your left hand down, extending your right hand up, stacking the shoulders, Trikonasana. And again, begin your exploration of the posture from the ground. We're bringing our body into one place, moving the upper body back in space. Press the relaxing the lower body forward. Find a bit of ease in your neck. If it feels right, consider gazing at your right thumb. If that creates tension, maybe look down at your left big toe. Now as you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise up to stand. And let's turn both sets of toes to face this wall with our beautiful view out into the garden. And you may wish to turn your toes in and have your heels point out just a bit. We'll bring our hands to our hips. And as you breathe in, roll the shoulders up, back, and down. As you breathe out, hinge from the hips. Lengthen the spine. Release your hands to the earth and to blocks right underneath your shoulders. Continue to lengthen the spine. Continue to press your sitting bones back in space so that if you were set up like me, with your booty against the wall, you could just press your sitting bones into the wall. And with that, come into your big toes. Feel your big toe connect to the earth. And feel a little bit of lightness through your pinky toes. So oftentimes when we practice our standing poses, you'll hear me talk about really coming into your pinky. And this is a place where we're going to do the exact opposite. Beautiful. Shoulders are still softening away from the ears. We're lengthening our spine. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Feel that mid-back lengthen. This may involve coming up just a little bit. Remember, it's not a race to the floor if we've neglected our long, beautiful spines. Now, as you breathe in, begin to bend your knees and shift your gaze forward, flattening out the back. As you breathe out, come back to your forward fold, straightening the legs, letting the head be a bit heavy. We'll inhale again, bend the knees, flatten out the back as you gaze forward. And exhale, fold. One more, just like that. We'll inhale and lengthen, bend the knees, create some space, and exhale, fold. Take a tiny micro bend of your knees as you bring your hands to your hips. And as you breathe in with strong legs, let's rise up to stand. As you exhale, soften your shoulders and turn your right toes to the right. We'll inhale the arms out to T, perpendicular to the spine. And exhale, bend your right knee. Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Shoulders are soft. We know exactly where we're going. Allow yourself to find your way back to your intention. Allow yourself to find your way back to the rhythm of your breath. And maybe come a little more forcefully, a little more jubilantly into your left pinky toe, pressing that into the floor. And as you do, you'll feel that arch ignite a bit. You'll feel the arch float away from the floor. Beautiful. As you breathe in, bend your right elbow, drop the right forearm to the top of the right knee. And as you exhale, bring that left arm in front of the face, reaching for the space where the wall and the ceiling meet. Uttita Parsvottanasana. And we'll soften the shoulders away from the with that electricity in the left side of your body. Let your shoulders soften down the back. Let your heart spin toward the side. Now, as you breathe in, root down into your feet. Rise all the way up. Straighten your right leg as you go. And as you exhale, slide your upper body all the way to the right. Shift your hips to the left. Release your right hand maybe to your shin and extend your left hand skyward. Remember here, we're bringing that body into one plane. So if you find your upper body sort of falling forward, you might consider moving yourself up to your shin, up closer to the knee. It doesn't matter whether we're on the floor or on our hip. What matters is that connection with the space between each vertebra, the space between each breath. I'm going to pull your upper body back in space up towards me. Yeah, I feel that in that hip. It's a beautiful little massage for the left hip. As you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise up to stand. And as you exhale, turn your right toes again to face the same direction as your left toes. And bring the hands to the hips. We'll inhale, roll the shoulders up, back, and down. And exhale, hinge, folding forward. This time we'll bring our hands either to earth or to your block. And we'll lengthen the spine. Tucking the chin just ever so slightly so that we have this line that begins at our tailbone and shines out through the crown of the head. Now, if it's a stretch to reach the floor, might want a block for this next little bit. Otherwise, bring your hands so that they're closer together, so that they're right underneath your heart. And we're going to plant your right hand on the floor, right underneath your heart. And now, keeping the hips fixed, we'll take in a full, beautiful breath here. As you breathe out, sweep your left hand skyward. So we're coming into our shoulders, we're coming into the upper back. And imagine, if you will, that both of your booty bones, both of your sitting bones are still pressing into the wall behind you. This might make things a little more interesting through your upper back. Good. This could be practice for coming back to your intention, coming back to the kind of day or week you're intending to have, regardless of being in a difficult moment. But now we'll inhale back to center. And as you exhale, we'll plant that left hand and sweep your right hand out to the side and up overhead. Beautiful, nice long spine. That right hip becomes a little bit heavy. Yeah, beautiful. Breathe into the space between the shoulder blades. Breathe into the mid back. Breathe into the low back. We'll inhale back to center. And as you exhale, let your head become heavy. Support yourself with your hands. Release all tension from the neck. And then with a tiny little micro bend in the knees, bring your hands to your hips. And as you breathe in, root down into that big toe and rise up to see. And we'll turn our left toes to the left. And we're going to square our hips toward the front of the room. So you may wish to move that right foot out to the right a bit, and maybe change the angle of your foot. Do what feels right. Just take a moment here so that your hips are facing the front of the room. We'll inhale, arms high to the sky, lift through the heart. And as you exhale, bend your left knee. Come to Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. The heart lifts, the collarbones spread. Shoulder blades drop down the back. Good. Connect with the length of your spine. Connect with those hips. Connect with the right pinky toe. Find a little curve in the upper back. So almost as though you were being lifted by your breastbone. And curling the upper back, up back and down. And at the same time, maybe scooping the tailbone under so that we have this magnificent curve in our upper back. But we're nice and safe down here through our lumbar curve and through the sacrum. Now as you breathe in, straighten your left leg. As you breathe out, hinge from the hips. Reach the fingertips as far forward as they'll go. And then bring your hands to the top of your left thigh. Just take a peek at your big left toe. So we're creating a nice long spine here. We're strengthening the back rather than stretching the back. So if you happen to work at a computer or hunched over a desk during the day, you might notice that your back gets very stretched out and your front gets very tight. And so when we come into forward folding postures, it's easy to sort of assume that position where we're stretching out what's already stretched out in the back and we're tightening what's already tight up front. And so let these forward folds be a place for you to really connect with those strong spinal muscles, the strong big muscles in your back, and the strong muscles in your legs. As you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise up, sweep the arms up high. And as you exhale, we're going to switch our feet. We're going to turn our right toes toward the back of the room. Turn the left toes to the left. And we'll inhale, lift through the heart, lengthen the spine. Exhale, bend the right knee, come back to warrior one, Virabhadrasana 1. Take your time. Cultivate that relationship with the points of your hips and your feet. Bring yourself into that upper back as you lift through the heart. Spread the collarbones, curl the upper back, and scoop the tailbone under. When we scoop the tailbone, we really come into these big muscles in the left leg. We'll inhale and straighten the right. And as you exhale, again, hinge from the hips. Reach the fingertips forward. Shine out through those spaces between the fingertips. And release your hands to your right thigh. Feel yourself lengthen from your seat all the way beyond the crown of the head. Feel yourself opening through the heart. So even as we fold, we're spreading the collarbones. We're smiling through those collarbones. We're actively drawing the shoulder blades down the back. Oh, I am seeing the most beautiful things as I look around the room. I wish you guys could pop my eyes right now and see what I'm seeing. It's so beautiful. Right hip is pulling back in space and the left hip presses forward. Yes. as you breathe in, let's root down into the feet, rise back up to stand. And as you exhale, come back to warrior one, Virabhadrasana. And from here, we'll inhale the hands to the heart. And as you exhale, we'll just softly begin to shift our weight into that right foot, lifting the left off the floor, squaring the hips to the earth, coming to Virabhadrasana 3. Our belly is facing the earth. The points of the hips are facing the earth. We are active in that left leg. Spread your toes. Shine out through the ball of the foot. Let's slowly inhale back to standing. Exhale, release your hands. Give both ankles a break. We'll shift our weight into our left foot. Hands come to the heart. Full, beautiful breath in here. As you breathe out, we'll hinge from the hips, extending our right leg straight behind us in space. Shifting our gaze to the floor about 3 feet in front of that big toe. Finding some buoyancy in the right leg by connecting to the big muscles where your thigh and your booty meet. We do that by activating our foot. Let's inhale and come back up. Exhale, release. And give everybody a break. Beautiful. Now today for inversions, I thought we could take a little adventure into shoulder stand. Now, if you're comfortable practicing shoulder stand in the middle of the room, you can stay where you are. If you'd like to practice against the wall, or if you'd like to use this in combination with legs up the wall, we can use the walls. Tell me what you guys want to do. Wall. Okay, great. Let's take a little... No, I like that. Let's take the short side of the mat, and you can place it up against the wall or the mirror. We're not going to get too crazy today, so don't worry about the mirror at all. So I had a couple of things in mind. The first is, one thing I'm really recommending is definitely if you've ever had neck trouble, to use a blanket underneath your shoulders. This is also something I'm suggesting. Please, anytime. It's also something that I'm just using. I've never had neck trouble, but over time, you can weaken your neck in shoulder stand if you overzealously flatten the back of the neck. And the way I like to use it is unfold it one time from where you have it so that it's not so high that you roll off the end. And let's see. So if we begin from legs up the wall, you're going to want your blanket. That's perfect, Amy, just with like a little bit of, what is that, like maybe 8 inches? Yeah, to a foot. Because where we're ending up, if you're using a blanket, is with head and neck off the blanket, but shoulders on. And if you're starting from, if you're using the wall, you'll want enough space where, you know, your bum can touch the wall. So I'll just do a little short demo here of what to look for when practicing shoulder stand, because this can be a posture where you can hate it until things, am I right? It can really stink until you sort of get everything worked out. So, And one thing I like to do is really poof up the chest before I begin to create a lot of space here, because in this posture, we're focusing on our throat chakra, our Vishuddha chakra, and we're constantly moving our heart toward our chin while keeping the chin fixed. So I like to begin just by puffing it up. Turn the palms to face the earth. Draw the knees toward the chest. Take in a full, beautiful breath. Exhale. Oh, it didn't used to sound like that, but baby has changed it. Hands come to the low back, and then we extend. And notice how I give myself a little lift up as I extend my legs. I'm pushing my hands into my low back, lifting up and activating the feet. Now I'm moving my heart toward my chin while just keeping the chin looking right ahead. These are my flight attendant toes, right ahead. And that is how we protect our neck. Now from here, you can do all sorts of things. And then I'd like to also give you an alternate pose. If it doesn't feel right to have your feet straight up ahead, you can still support yourself, have your feet over your hips, and let your legs choose a different angle in candlestick pose. The key in this posture is hips over shoulders. You come out nice and slow. And today we're going to also do some fun things with plow. So hold off on coming into plow until we all come down. If you're coming from the wall, you're in a great spot to use the wall as a springboard. You can use the wall to get used to having hips stacked over your shoulders. Beautiful. And I'm sorry, this is shining right in your eyes. It's sort of, it's up to you. It's up to how much you really want to use the wall.
Okay.
So if you push into the wall, yeah. So, yeah. You can even here use the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, like that, where the wall, you can get used to what it feels like to have your knees stacked over your hips, stacked over your shoulders, and then one leg at a time.
I feel like I'm
about
to
go for the night. Isn't it funny? I always feel like since your sphincters are opening, I shoulders stand
like
for
this ball.
Shoulder stand has been weirder for me than any other inversion while pregnant. I always felt like, oh, my food. I don't want it to. Yes, and if anyone at any time has any questions, just say something. Yeah, see, I love adventures where we take our legs, new places. Good, and so 12 breaths a day here. Mr. Iyengar says, will keep you filled with vim and vigor into your into your old age. And you can take your time to come out slowly, using the wall. The wall can help you just ease down. And then if you'd like to take some moments, legs up the wall or with knees to your chest, thing about shoulder stand and its companion posture, plow, are that it takes some experimentation to find what works for your body. And that is the beauty of your home practice, is to just take some time to find what works, to find what doesn't. Now, if you want to draw your knees toward your chest, roll to your favorite side. We do a little demo of plow. Take your time using the chair. Now, plow, halasana, is also another one of these postures where we can create a lot of tension in our low back if we're not properly supported. So I really encourage people to use either the wall, where this chair would be, or a chair or a pillow, even something like that. Kind of to support still here. Now, to come into halasana, you can come in exactly the same way that we came into shoulder stand, sarvangasana. Knees to chest, give a little bit of a poof. Nice breath in. Nice breath out. And again, we're working towards stacking our hips over our shoulders. Now, the tendency here is to, I can't do it anymore, round your back so that your toes can touch the floor. Oh, that's too much. But what we want to do is stack our hips. See how my spine still has its straightness? We can push the wall right into it. That's not for, I don't care what it looks like, it's what it feels like. This is protecting my low back. I'm using the chair. I'm also activating my legs by pushing the balls of my feet into my chair. Now, for folks who have a history of low back aches, holding your low back is a good idea. Or you can always extend your arms. Now you can do the same thing. Pretend that there's a wall right behind my toes here. You just push straight into the wall. Or you can use a pillow there. We roll down with control using strong muscles in our bellies. So if you would like to experiment with the chair, I encourage that. Otherwise, we're going to turn the opposite way that we did for shoulder stands so that your feet can touch the wall. Make sure you've got at least 3 feet between, your head and the wall. Good, and palms come to the earth. Breathe in. As you breathe out, hips over shoulders. Yeah, I know. This you sound just like me.
Can you push me forward?
Are you sure you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, I'm too tall.
We can roll you back too if you want to move away from the wall.
Do I need to be further away?
Yeah, you have long legs. How does it feel though, tell me?
It doesn't feel like it actually.
Yeah. Then don't do it. Because you know where we are here is a deep forward fold.
Yeah, I know. It definitely screams. So
big. I know. This is one of those wrong games. Yes. How does it feel?
Feels nice.
Good. Try using the wall and see if you get a little bit. I just want to see what sensation it you have there.
I bet I can get better
stretch. Yeah, so if you push your legs into the wall, just kind of like, then you'll feel the backs of your legs really activate.
Should I try to go down further or just stay?
You don't have to.
Just right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Yes.
I look rounded.
Oh. No, you look good.
I do.
Do you feel rounded?
I can't tell. I guess not.
You almost could come farther away from the wall so you can get a little more space. I know, it's a constant, it's an experiment. I always say like 3 feet and then I have no idea what 3 feet really looks like.
I know this is
what I was
thinking about, like 3 feet.
Yes. Oh, Stephanie, yes.
Good, good.
Beautiful spine. So just remember, at home, this is one of those where you can really experiment. What are you giggling about?
I said it's not smart to look at her while we're
doing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, that's...
I've heard that can strain you.
Yes, that is.
I was saying my stomach and my boobs are choking.
Well, that is why it's important, I think, to use the wall, particularly for women, because we do have
these
things that can get in the way. So after that, let's... There's been some business that can get in the way. Although we've done a lot today to protect our neck in these postures, it's good to release any tension we might have created in our cervical spine. And sort of traditionally, what one would do is practice shoulder stand, and then plow, and then fish. And one thing I like to do to make fish particularly juicy is to practice it with feet and legs in bound angles. So the soles of the feet come together, the knees splay out, but give yourself some space, give yourself some room between your heels and your pelvis. And I'll just show you a couple of different versions of this. If you would like a very active practice, you can lower down to your elbows, lift through the heart, and let the head drop back. You're releasing the neck and head, releasing the throat. If you're looking for a place where you can kind of hang out for a while, it's nice to use your block underneath the back of your heart. And just open up here, letting your head drop back. This is also something you can practice with a bolster, a roll. If you have a second mat, you can place that crosswise underneath the back of your heart. If anyone wants an additional prop, wave at me. I'll give you anything you like. Otherwise, yes, yes. Anyone else for blocks? Yes, yes. Oh, it's juicy, let me tell you. This is what I do at home on Saturdays, experiment with. Yes, and just find a place where you can sink into this space. Beyond that, you can experiment with your arm positions here. You can bring your hands to your belly, out to T, up overhead, perhaps grasping opposite elbows. Just opening through the heart center, opening through the throat, opening through the hips as well. The entire front of the body is opening. The back of the body is softening. We're releasing any tension, at any time your low back begins to feel not great here, you can bend the knees so that they're pointing toward the sky, and the knee and the soles of the feet come to the floor as wide or as narrow as you like. And from here, let's bring the knees together. Embrace yourself on one elbow as you roll in that direction, just enough so that you softly come off of your block. Now, either removing your block altogether or placing it underneath your sacrum, underneath your low back, will draw the knees toward the chest. And just rock from side to side. Any tension in the low back is just massaged out. Let your face soften. And we'll bring the soles of the feet to the floor, moving our block out of the way all together. And we'll take our feet as wide, if not wider, than your mat, and take your arms out to T, just bending at your elbows so that you're creating a right angle between your forearm and your upper arm. And we'll take in a beautiful breath here. As you breathe out, let both knees fall to the right. This is Iyer Chakrasana, where we're in sort of an asymmetrical reclining twist. This almost kind of looks like a cartoon character running in midair. You feel the front of your left leg relax, the hips relax. Feel the shoulders just soften into the earth. We'll slowly inhale the knees back to center. And as you exhale, let them fall to your left. Letting the shoulders become heavy. Letting the front of your right leg soften completely. And we'll slowly inhale back to center. And just take this time to make any last movements, any last adjustments to your body, to your wardrobe. Before slowly making your way to your pose of final rest. If you'd like to recline, if you'd like to sit in meditation, sit in meditation. Find what works for your body. Or you can let go of any inclination to do and come to a place where the body is free to just be in this space. Each and every part of your body. Allow your breath to soften each and every part of your body. And
simply noticing your toes, noticing your fingers, noticing your breath. Your breath to deepen. And slowly begin to invite movements back into your fingers and your toes. Invite circles into your lips. Rock your head from left to right. Draw the knees toward the chest, rocking from side to side. As you're ready, roll to your favorite side. And just take a moment here, all curled up. To allow your thoughts to come back to your vision. Ready, just slowly begin to bring yourself back to a nice tall seat, a beautiful seat, a luminous seat. I thought tonight we could conclude our practice by chanting Om Shanti Om three times, followed by one big beautiful Om. Om is untranslatable, but it embodies all stages of consciousness. And Shanti is the Sanskrit word for peace. The chant sounds like this. Om Shanti Om. We'll do that three times through and follow it with one. Big Om. It's like a full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in. And out. And in.
Om Shanti Om, Om Shanti Om, Om Shanti Om.
Until we